above.
I pray you with all my heart. I pray you with all my heart.
I thank you.
One of the lessons for all of us, that it's something we could talk about as much as we The more we talk about it, the better it is. The more we remind ourselves of the nisyonos, of the challenges that each and every person has. Every Jew, every person for that matter, but a yid comes from a very holy place. Each and every one of us come from a very, very holy place. As the Ramchal says in the beginning of Mesillas Yesharim, that the Hanefesh Leisamale quotes the Medrash in Koheles, that a person comes from a very, very elevated place. Kishem she'ein partzufeim doima zulazu, kach ein deuseim doima zulazu, which means that a person's face, panim, are the same letters as panim. Your panim, pei, nun, yud, mem. Your panim is your panim. And that everything that a person goes through in this world, everything that a person goes through in this world is in direct connection. Like we spoke, sulam mutzav arza v'roshay magia shamayma, is that everything we go through in this world is really from our soul. It's from our neshama. The tzaddikim, the Arizal, used to be able to, not used to, when the Arizal was alive and big tzaddikim who were able to reveal themselves like that could look at a person and say, you know why you're struggling with what you're struggling with? The reason you're struggling with what you're struggling with is because your neshama comes from this place. It's here on this world for a certain amount of time. That's why you have the mother you have. That's why you have the father you have. That's why you're going through what you're going through. That's exactly what your tachlis, what your purpose in the world is. And everything makes sense. Everything makes sense. The reason that things don't make sense to us many times is because we live in a very, very physical dimension of the world. We look at things very, very physical. Whatever it is, that's what it is. We don't see the pnimius. We don't see the depth of what's going on. We don't see deep down what a person's neshama, why a person is called Yerida Letzorech Aliyah. The whole reason a person is in this world, the whole reason a person is in this world, the whole reason we're put in this world is for an incredible, 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 incredible purpose that is so powerful. And there's no person who is able to accomplish that purpose except for you. From the time of Adam Rishon, forever and ever and ever and ever, there's no person who could accomplish that mission except for you. Your shlichus, your challenges. As we see Yaakov Avinu, what's incredible to study Yaakov Avinu. Could you imagine being in love? Could you imagine being in love with somebody who you're working and working and working and working? Talk about gaslighting. You guys want to hear gaslighting? This is like gaslighting 101, straight up from Lavan, right? We all know Lavan is the biggest trickster. Yaakov Avinu is MS. So imagine having a roommate who's the exact opposite as you. Mom is the exact opposite. That's why Hashem made it that we marry a woman. Why do we marry a woman? Because a woman is not a man. Even if a person married a man, or if a woman married a woman, the differences between two people are so far. And what happens is, I say you could put on your resume, do you like it cold? Do you like the air conditioner on 16 or do you like it on 18? So the resume will go based on it not matching. That's the way it works. Halavai, as I've said many times, halavai that will be your problem in marriage. It's just you want the windows open, she wants the windows closed. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not going to happen. That's not going to be, you're not going to have problems like that. You're going to have much, much bigger problems. The reason you have much bigger problems is because there's much more love. There's much more love. There's much more connection. Rachel, Yaakov Avinu and Rachel. All the Avos, by the way, just to tell you, all the Avos wanted just to be in love with one woman. Sarah, Rivka, it happened, Yitzhak and Rivka. And Yaakov just wanted it. It's a real problem that Leah had. Leah had a real problem because she knew that Yaakov Avinu did not really, Kisnu Leah is very strong. It was not so pashut. But Yaakov's roommate, his shver, his father-in-law, is Lavan. You know why they say the Brisker Rav says? You know why he was called Lavan? Rabbi Shuk, you like this. Why is he called Lavan? Right? What does Lavan mean?
White.
Lavan means white. White, chivarta, right, means you're right. It's truth. White, you wear on Yom Kippur, you wear a kittel, it represents purity, it's clean, it's pure. So Lavan's name should have been Shachar. Why is his name white? Why is his name white? That what?
He smiled and pretended it.
Right. He pretended. The Brisker Rav says because if his name had any inkling towards trickery, that would be true. Even his name was a lie. His whole essence was a lie. They say, I think, in the Russian newspaper was called Pravda. Pravda, right? Russia's known. Still, now everything's propaganda lies. You mamish, by the way, just tell everybody, you cannot believe anything you read. You can't believe the news, no matter what outlet where you're reading it. You mamish can't. Everything is propaganda, is lie. You mamish, you can't. Where do you get the truth from? I don't know. You learn more Torah. This is the truth. That's why I always say, I don't like to say the truth. I like to say things that are true. I like to say things that are true. You say the truth. This is the truth. I like to say things that are true. So Russia's known propaganda, especially back before when it was still the USSR, communist. You know, I mean, Russia's still messed up. But I'm saying they said Pravda, the newspaper was known to be full of lies. You know, anybody here speak Russian? Someone's got to speak. Oh, Guinea. I know you're a Guinea. Shalom. What does Pravda mean? Truth. So the name of the newspaper is called Truth. Why? Because even the name of the newspaper is a lie. So Yaakov Avinu is living in Stira with the exact opposite. Just like your neshama and your guf. Just like your body and your soul. Your soul wants one thing. Your soul just wants to connect to Hashem. Vani, kirvas Elokim li toiv. Vani kirvas elokim li toiv. That's all they bring down, that it's like a spring. Our soul is in a body like a spring, like that. The second the body lets the soul go, like this, the neshama just wants to fly out of here. The pizza's not that good. The sushi's not that good. The gashmias is not that good. I was just speaking to someone recently that he was talking about one of his parents struggled a lot with addiction and different things, and he was saying that he was neglected, obviously, unfortunately, because of that. And he said, so good, so I want to know, Nu, what's the trade-off? What's the trade-off? What did my parent give up me for what? For nothing, right? What is Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman says the famous thing that he says, what does the Yetzirah do? It goes like this, holds his hands and says, oh, come with me, follow me. And everyone's imagining what's in the person's hand. Come, follow me. I'm going to give you exactly what you want to be successful in your life. Here it is. And you run your whole life chasing. And everybody in their mind has this thing that they're going to chase that's going to bring them happiness. And then what happens? The person goes like this, boom, nothing there. And each person, according to his das, thought, this is what's going to make me happy, this is what's going to make me happy. Yaakov Avinu does one thing. You know what Yaakov Avinu does? Our Saba Yaakov, our grandfather Yaakov Avinu, who started Klal Yisrael, know what he does? Listen to this, I love this, one of my favorite things to give over. What does Yaakov Avinu do in this Parsha? What does he do? What does Yaakov Avinu do? The first thing Yaakov Avinu does is he builds a family. He builds a family. The most noble thing for a person to do is build a family, is to get married, to love someone, to fall in love, to be a husband, to be a father. If there's one thing I could share with everybody here. If there's one thing, I said this to someone the other day. I think it was one of the a parent I forgot who I was talking to about this. And I said, if there's one thing that I could say for everybody here, for every person over here to build while you're in yeshiva, is to build the dream like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, to build a family. To build a family. To have children, in Mirtz Hashem. To love your children. To build the Shvatim. Mirtz Hashem, we'll see the challenges of what it is to raise a family. But it begins with your story. It begins with your story of your challenges, of your father, of your mother, of what your dreams are, of your challenges, of your difficulty. When we love, and it's a high level what I'm going to say, when you love your challenges, when you accept your challenges, as I've said many times, sometimes we fight more, we spend more time fighting what it is that we're challenged with, as opposed to dealing with the challenge. One of the biggest blessings, a blessing that I had, to say everyone's, I gotta move on. Stop moving on. To move into who you come from, where you come from. Yaakov Avinu is with Lavan. Yaakov Avinu is MS. They say a story with the Chedush Yerim and Rabbi Kiva Eiger. It's one of my favorite stories, where the Chedush Yerim met Rabbi Kiva Eiger, was the Gadol Hador, and the Chedush Yerim, they davened late. This is Ger. They used to daven late. And the Chedush Yerim met Rabbi Kiva Eiger, and he invited him over. It was like 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. And the Chedush Yerim didn't. He was a little kid. He didn't daven yet. He came to Rabbi Kiva Eiger's house, and Rabbi Kiva Eiger's wife offered him cake. You heard this from me? Yeah. He offered him cake. So the Chedush Yerim says, I can't have cake. I didn't daven yet. Now, he's not going to tell Rabbi Kiva Eiger that I didn't daven yet, because Rabbi Kiva Eiger would say, you didn't daven yet? It's 11 o'clock in the morning. You didn't daven yet? So what did he say? He's a little kid. The Chedush Yerim was a genius. He was a little kid. He said the words, I don't eat cake. He says, I don't eat cake. They say from that day on, for the rest of his life, he didn't eat cake. Why? Because he said the words, I don't eat cake. Forget about Lashon Hara. Forget about a person not speaking Lashon Hara. When a person goes ahead and is careful with what comes out of his mouth, Yaakov Avinu, Lavan says, here it is. This is the famous, I love this. The famous thing with Yaakov, what happens? Yaakov comes, oh, this is so beautiful. Yaakov says, Yaakov comes and he works. Vayavod Yaakov beRachel. Imagine, guys, he's in love with Rachel. Sheva shanim vayiu be'enav kiyam machadam ba'vasa oisoi. Every day he's like, okay, I'm closer to get married. Vayomer Yaakov Lavan, okay, I finished the 7 years. Vayesov Lavan, Lavan brings the party, and what happens? Vayitain Lavan Azilpa Shivchasu Lalea Bita Vahi Baboiker Vihine Hi Leia. Yaakov Avinu is swindled. Like he didn't have enough problems in the womb with his brother already abusing him. He was abused by Asa, for sure. I didn't see any Midrashim, but if someone could find me, I'm sure when they were kids also, I'm sure Asa was not the best brother. I'm sure he beat him up or he did whatever he was doing over there. Vayomer Lavan Mazaisa Sisali, Halei Berachal Avarati Imach V'lama Rimisani. Says Yaakov Avinu, here's gaslighting straight out in the Torah. What does Yaakov Avinu say? Yaakov says, why did you trick me? What did you trick me for? So what does Lavan say? Lavan says, what are you talking about? Vayomer Lavan, Lo Yeyasa Kein B'mkameinu Laseis Hatzi'ira Lefnei Abachira. Whoa, what do you think? Whoa, we don't, you want the younger one? You want the younger one? We don't do that. We give it's on you. Yaakov Avinu, in order for a person to build a family, you got to go through hardships. You got to go through hardships. I know it stinks to hear that. You must have gone through whatever you went through. Sometimes we go and we wish and we wish and we wish and we wish I didn't go through this, and I wish I had a different father, and I wish I had a different mother, and if only I was successful in elementary school, and if only I wasn't bullied, or if only I didn't this, if only I did that. It's the exact opposite. That very thing that you wish you didn't have. You don't think Yaakov wished he married Rachel right away? He didn't have a loved one as a father-in-law? He didn't have an Esav as a brother? Imagine Yaakov Avinu. It's just Yaakov and Esav. Could you imagine the therapy that Yaakov needed just to have one brother who is the wicked of all wicked? Esav of Russia, his twin brother? Hashem, you couldn't give me a few brothers who were nicer? You couldn't maybe give me a sister? You couldn't give me a well-rounded family? What was their Shabbos table like? And here Yaakov Avinu has to do what? He's building a home. He's building a home with trickery. He's building a home. And what does he do? Yaakov Avinu goes weiter, and he goes weiter, which means he goes ahead. He moves forward. Not a stira to going to therapy. Not a stira for validating all of your pain. But the second you're able to look within yourself and you're able to say, the pain that I went through, I recently did something. I'm going to share, be a little bit extra vulnerable over here. I'm a little bit, I'll say it. I couldn't believe that this came up for me. I saw an interview between Jordan Peterson and Tony Robbins. So I'm a big fan of Jordan Peterson and of Tony Robbins. I would suggest everybody here to learn a little bit about Jordan Peterson and do Tony Robbins, do some of the things. When I was a little bit younger, I did a 31-day seminar of Tony Robbins. It was incredible. He's a very, very powerful person. So I saw this recently. I saw this interview, and I loved it. And I looked up. I did a podcast of, there's a thing that Tony Robbins has a 15-minute morning. I'm into, you know, these type of things. He has a 15-minute morning type of like hachana, a prep, a thing to get you a routine. And I listened to it. And one of the things that he says to do, which is incredible, and I did this, one of the things that he says to do is you breathe and you get into this moment and you start thinking about moments in your life that were very significant in what you did. And I'll tell you one of the things that came up. I couldn't believe this came up for me. When I was younger playing basketball, so we used to do, if anyone was coached and ever did this, they have suicides. They're called suicides, where you run in the gym, you run to the first line, you come back, then you go to the third line, you come back, then you go half court. And I was a young guy running. We used to run for practice. And when I was in ninth grade, I made the team. I made the basketball team. But that's not the thing.
Rebbe was a baller, no?
Yeah. So listen to what happened. I remember this moment. I'm in ninth grade with 10th graders, 12th graders. My older brother was on the team. And I remember, this mamish came up to me last week when I did this. It was a moment that I would get tired, and I was young. I was ninth grade, I don't know, 14 years old, 15 years old, and I would get tired. And other people would beat me. And I was scared. I don't know if I'm going to breathe, if I'm going to push myself too much. And then I had this moment where this happened when I was in ninth grade, where I faced myself and I faced my demon that I'm going to faint, that I'm going to lose. I don't know what it was. And this moment came up where I gave myself a hug. This just happened last week. That I pushed myself to a degree that I never ever did, and I pushed. I ended up winning the whole thing. I ended up pushing myself beyond what I ever thought I would do. And this moment, you're talking about 30 years ago, over 30 years ago, that moment within myself was something, as he was saying, Tony Robbins was saying, think about a moment where you pushed yourself and you were thankful that you pushed your limit based on something that was painful for you. I remember I thought I was going to faint. I thought I wasn't going to make it. But I said, Yoni, just do it. Grab it. Face your demon and push. And over 30 years, 40 years later, I'm sitting there saying, wow. So I just want to share with everybody. just want to share with everybody. And sometimes you never know those moments when you were a kid. When you were a kid and you made a decision because you were hurt or because things were difficult for you or whatever happened at home or whatever you went through in school, and you made a decision, the power that a person can grab from himself and say, I'm going to be a tzaddik. I'm going to build a certain home. Yes, this is pain. Yes, this is difficult. But Hashem has a plan for me. Hashem has a plan for me. And maybe I'm going to build a greater family because of that. Maybe I'm going to have the most incredible relationship with my wife. I'm going to be a better father, not in spite of that, but because of that. And when a person learns to shift the way he thinks, when you learn to open yourself up, Reb Simcha Rabbi, you just missed it because I was actually going to send it to you. I just recently saw an interview between Jordan Peterson and Tony Robbins. Yeah, I was going to send it to you. Incredible. When a person accepts the challenges that you have, it's like the exact opposite. They say that's the pshat, kiseitze, it's the pshat that I said. Kiseitze la milchama, then I'll get to a few questions. Kiseitze la milchama al oivecha. When you go to war against your enemy, which Chazal say is talking about the Yetzahara. And I've said, kiseitze la milchama al oivecha. First, define what your enemy is. What is holding you back from being the great you? Define, figure out, what is that thing that's holding me back from being who I want to be? It could be I got to stop doing this thing. It could be I got to start doing this thing. It could be I got to start learning a certain way, reading certain books. I got to make amends with somebody. It could take you a whole year. Mr. Shem, we'll talk about it next week. It could take you a whole year. It could take you 5 years to make amends with somebody. But when you make a decision and you say, this thing that happened to me happened for me. It happened for me. It happened for me. Hashem gave me this nisayon. Yaakov Avinu is the first person who could say, look at the definition. Look at this. My brother is crazy. My father gives him, loves my brother more than he loves me. I don't know, maybe he thought that. Here I'm dealing with Lavan. I'm swindled into the wrong wife. And the journey continues. But when Yaakov Avinu, I believe, was able, and he had a hard life, Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is known that he had a hard life. When you look at your life and you say, I might have had a tough life so far. Maybe it's the exact opposite. Maybe that's the kiseitze la milchama loivecha unisonoi Hashem alokecha biyadecha. Maybe Hashem gave that to me. He wrapped it up. Kishem shein partzufeim doimizulzu. Maybe it's my neshama that came down into this world. And my neshama chose. You know, they say that al pi Kabbalah. It says that everyone's neshama, before they came down to this world, was shown your father, your mother, your brothers, your situation, what you're going to go through, your ups and downs, all the challenges that you're going to have. And a person went ahead and said, I am in. I want it. I am in. Yes. Hootie's raising his hand. Yes.
I thought very nice story that he was going to say that. That he was going to tell them the night period on the team. That he was going to be on the team that doesn't have their stuff. That's my thought.
That what? I didn't hear what you said. That what?
He was going to, that he's going to have to tell the ninth grader that he doesn't have to hurt his stuff.
Oh, nice. Nice. Good. Okay. Maybe I'm not on that level yet. You're right. Maybe you're right. Hootie, I like that. No. You hear what Hootie's saying? Yeah, I like that. He's saying that maybe I'll get to the level that I'm going to tell the ninth grader that he doesn't have to hurt himself. And he could just sit on the side. I hear. Good. I like that. I like that. It's true. But part of that, part of that, part of what you're saying, part of that is when a person accepts, when a person accepts his pain, when you accept that pain and you stop fighting that pain, when you accept it, I think that's what Yaakov Avinu, whether he was forced to do that, but I think that's the lesson of Yaakov Avinu. The lesson of Yaakov Avinu is, yes, 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 I have my shortcomings. Yes, I have my difficulties. Yes, I was given this challenge, but this challenge I'm going to face. I'm going to face my challenges. I'm going to face my demons. The second a person learns to face his demons, the second a person learns to accept the fact that maybe this is what's going to build me. Yaakov Avinu's greatness that we're talking about, our grandfather, Yaakov Avinu, comes bedafka because he had to deal with someone like Lavan, because he was swindled, because he grew up with an Esav, because, as we're going to see, he had to deal with his daughter, Dina, because of all of the challenges that Yaakov Avinu has. That is how you become great. That is the greatness. Yes, we'd all rather have a life that is chilled out, but maybe not. But maybe, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe if my father was perfect, and my mother was perfect, and my family was perfect, and everything was exactly the way I think it was supposed to be, it's supposed to be. Maybe, and I'm not saying maybe as maybe, it's the truth. I wouldn't have anything did I mention this to you? I saw an interview from I forgot his name. I think it's David Lichtenstein. I think he's a billionaire. I saw this a while ago. He said, I might not get this right, the exact story, but he was talking about a Japanese, I think I mentioned this, but you got to hear this. He's talking about the guy who's the biggest sushi person, this Japanese businessman who was bringing, he would have the ship go out into the sea and bring back all of this fish, and he was the best sushi man. What happened? He realized that it would take, wait, what did he do? He would get all the fish, it would come back, and then they would kill it there, and they'd come back a day later, and he realized that the sushi was not as fresh as it could be. So he said, so what are we going to do? He says, let's capture the fish in this, like, cage, and then we'll ship the fish all the way to the shore. Right. First, he caught the fish, killed it. By the time they get back to the shore, it was a day, wasn't as fresh. So he says, let's make this contraption. This happened. A Japanese guy. So what did he do? He took a cage. They hooked it up to the boat. All the fish were in the boat. They captured it. And they would drive back into the shore. And then the fish would be more fresh. But then they noticed that the toning and the taste of the fish wasn't as strong. They said, why? So they spoke to someone. And they said, why? He says, because the fish are not in their natural habitat. So the fact that they were just hanging out took away the potency of the fish. So what did he do? He put in that cage sharks. He put a few sharks when they would capture the fish and then bring it down there. And then the fish were in their natural habitat, and it was perfect. He got it. What's the pshat? So he said, what's the pshat? Once the fish were caught and they were out of the challenge of life, they lost who they were. Maybe Yaakov Avinu's greatness was dafka because he was in the womb with a crazy brother. Maybe Yaakov Avinu's greatness is dafka because he was swindled and he had pain. Could you imagine the hurt of Yaakov Avinu for his wife Rachel? How could you do this? Right? Reb Zev was asking Lakasha, how could Rachel, Imenu, give over a secret at the same time? Look at the greatness of Rachel, but that's not for now. Could you imagine the hurt that Yaakov Avinu says, I don't know, I'm not, why am I marrying you? He wakes up in the morning, Vihine Leah. He's like, oh my goodness, the wife who I fell in love with swindled me as well. Your father's a swindler and you're a swindler. Yaakov is Ish Emes. Could you imagine that pain? Then he has to deal with Lavan. He has to raise a family. We didn't even get to Yosef yet. Wait till we get to Yosef. To the struggles of a children, of raising a family. But you know what? That is how you raise a family. Because when you're accepting the fact, the book, The Road Less Traveled, I don't speak enough about it, Scott Peck, The Road Less Traveled, It starts off, The Road Less Traveled starts off with one of my favorite lines, and that is when you realize that life is difficult, and life is supposed to be difficult. Life is supposed to be, and that we hate that. I hate that. I don't want to talk for anybody else. I wish life could just be, I'm inspired. The girl I like, she likes me back. I marry the exact person who I think I'm going to marry. My children are going to be exactly like, you know, first like this, and then like that. No, the world isn't like that. The world is not like that. Life is not like that. And the more we fight that, I think that's the bigger problem. Yaakov Avinu teaches us, if we could just accomplish to be a good husband, you know how hard it is to be a good husband? You know how hard it is to be a good father? You know how hard it is to be a good just person? To be somebody who is nice to other people, who says good morning? I think Reb Chatzkel worked for like 7 years on saying good morning, working on saying good morning with a smile. It takes time. The Chiddush Arim, talking about the Chiddush Arim, says it took him, I think, like 11 years or 15 years to work on judging people favorably, to be a good husband. If everybody here would be a good husband, to be a good father, to raise a family, to spend time with your children, to work honestly, to have an honest profession, to have boundaries, to be shomer yerinayim, to go ahead and to daven 3 times a day, to have a relationship with Hashem. That is, you know how hard that is? You know how hard that is? That's Yaakov Avinu. That's our grandfather. To have the nisyonis that you've had, to have the challenges. Anybody who knows from the Holocaust, the Satmar Rebbe used to say, you can get a bracha from any person who has numbers on their arm. To go through what they went through, you watch any of the things that these hostages went through, and they come out, our bar, Mir Tashem will be zoicha to have him here. I believe we will have him here. I'm not worried about it. Mir Tashem will be zoicha to have Bar Avram here. That all he's talking about is his tefillin, and my dream was to put tefillin on when he's in Mamish Gehenim. You know why? That's what a Yid is. That's what a Jew is. That's what a Jew is. That's what a Jew was. That's what a Jew's going to be. That's what we are. That's why they hate us. That's why they hate us. Because we live above death. We live above the difficulties. We live in spite of all the challenges. What does that do? It brings us closer to our wife. It brings us closer to our children. It brings us closer to each other. And it's upon each and every one of us. I think it's very personal. That which is most personal is most universal. It's very personal. You guys know Avram Rothman? I know, yes. Avram Rothman. Yeah. Become Tzvi Singer. You don't become Tzvi Singer. No, it doesn't just happen. It's a carpet. It doesn't just happen. right? It doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen that you become great. Why do I love Rabbi Schick so much? Because Tom, he's a good-looking man, and he's cute, and he's smart, and he has a beautiful... That's not why I like him. 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 I like him because you could see, you feel. I feel it. I don't know him so well. I feel it. I know it. A person who works on himself. A person who has nisyonis and works on himself. Works on himself. Works on himself. Faces his demons. Faces the inner child. Faces the pain and says, this is going to make me greater. This is how I'm going to build a family. I'm going to build a family by hook or by crook. I'm going to be a great husband. I'm going to be a great father. Yes, my parents are divorced. Yes, my father never gave me love. Yes, my mother's crazy. I don't know, whatever you're going to say. Yes, I was abused. Complex trauma. Yes, trauma. Not just, put it on the list. Put it on the list. Put on the list. But in spite of that, because of that, that's going to give me greatness. That's going to make me great. You think Shalom Coco, Shalom Coco's going to, I told Shalom, going to the army. I said, I'm not worried. You're doing for Klal Yisrael. Doing for Klal Yisrael. Person does for Klal Yisrael, you look in the mirror, your private victory, nobody knows what anybody goes through. Nobody knows what anybody, you think anybody here knows what Yaakov Avinu went through for 7 years and that gets swindled and says, sorry buddy, that's not how we live. Welcome to the family, the family of craziness, the family of the opposite of you. Yaakov Avinu had every reason to abandon. I try not to judge anyone to say that's it. Because of this situation, I made a decision that I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. Well, I'm angry at Hashem, therefore this. I'm angry at my father. I don't judge anyone. At the same time, a person can take that and say, this is what Hashem wants me to go through. And it's there to help me become stronger and stronger and greater and greater. I think that's what we learned from Yaakov Avinu. Shem should help us all. We'll do some questions afterwards. Shem should help us all. We should all be zoicha. We have to start that in the beginning. Mirza Shem. Shem should help us all. We should be zoicha to accept what the pekel that Hashem gives us, each and every one of us, and to realize it's out of love. It's because He loves us, He cares for us, and He wants us to become great. That's what He wants for each and every one of us. Light up tomorrow with today. Have a wonderful day, everybody.